Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Stop racism. Stop hate. Stop critical race theory. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. CRT is what it's called. I have to tell you, congratulate yourselves, conservatives. It's the first time in a long time we've waged a battle against something that is anti-American. It is anti-anything that we stand for. It is antithetical to human nature. It is so backwards that for the Democrats to be pressing this, it's amazing to me, but I'm no longer amazed by these clowns. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Why am I telling you congratulations to yourselves? Because you are finally pushing back and winning against something. Stop racism, stop hate, stop critical race theory. It is an obvious racist tactic of the Democrats to separate one group from the other. Obvious. If you've been following my work for the better any part of 11 years, you know one thing that I've talked about. It has been our mantra. Stop identity politics. End identity politics. This isn't just for America. This is for the world. I don't care who you are. I care if you want to volunteer to me that you're Egyptian and we can talk about the good, the bad, the ugly of Egypt, you know, Egypt and the state of the world. But not to denigrate you, not to denigrate your country, to understand it. We can't even have basic conversations anymore without somebody declaring you're something. You're an ist or an ism. I don't think of people that way. I wait until we have a conversation and I go, you know what? That dude was dumb. Or that woman was brilliant. I'm using gender as a descriptor, but I don't even care about that. The person I spoke to on the plane next to me, whether you need to know their gender, their race, their religion, or whatever, is whatever I describe based on my own thoughts and feelings and emotions about stuff. I've sat next to people that were nice people, but they were really stupid. Could have been Republicans. I didn't care. It was bit chatter. Just chatter. You ever been in one of those captive environments where somebody disagrees with you and you're like, well, hey, it is what it is. We got to sit here for 3 hours. So let's see if we can find something we agree on. I've done that. I've been on enough flights where I've gone, all right, we don't agree with this. What's the last movie you saw? You know? Critical race theory, folks. It is a scourge on society. And the fact that the Democrats are trying it openly tells you how powerful they think their little tiny voices are. There is an overwhelming pushback against critical race theory because if you explain it to anybody, it's pretty clear. You're giving special treatment to some group of people and you're rationalizing doing it. There is no rationalization to give anybody outside of veterans special treatment. And veterans is not about race, religion, creed, sexuality, etc. It is about people who decided they would fight for this country. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care if they were gay. If you want to fight to preserve what is the crown jewel of God's creation, which is the American society, God put the best people in the world in this country. And He made us a beacon to the rest of the world. And whatever's going on there, they are watching us. And you know what they witnessed? They witnessed the most scurrilous, scumbaggy, they witnessed the worst of the world happen right here in this country. And you know what? Many of them don't believe it. They know. They still bet on the idea of what you are. They still bet. They want to believe that America is going to set the standard. They want to believe that it's still the shining city on the hill, that when they come here, it's going to be different. And that's why people are starting to fight back. That's why people are upset. They're upset that, how dare that country that has everybody, that bring, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. And they come here, and then the very first thing that happens is they get trained in how to become leftist Marxists. The world sees us for what we are, which is the only saving grace. They see us for what we are. We are God's gift to the world. I know that sounds funny because, you know, it's been said of me. If I do say so myself. I'm just kidding. I've been told, you think you're God's gift to the world. Oh, and I probably deserve that. But America is God's gift to the world. Flatly. And we continue to let people demonize. And now you're finally saying, you know what? Enough is enough. Enough is enough. So I want to focus on CRT, critical race theory. We've developed a series of videos that in conjunction with the Heritage Foundation. I suggest you go look at our critical race theory video. And, you know, it's born of Marxist ideology. A bunch of academics who said, hey, let's create a theory about critical race. Let's create what's called critical theory. And then in the 70s, they added race because they know to racialize something would polarize America. We were at one of the most terrible times in American history where, you know, blacks were fighting to be, you know, to take all this stuff that had been going over the decades and even hundreds of years ago, 100 plus years ago, going back into the mid-1860s, well, 200 years ago. And they were trying to say, we have overcome all this and you will let us overcome it, you Democrats. You people that want to demoralize us and dehumanize us, no more. And that's what happened in the 70s. And the communists seized on that. But instead of black people recognizing it for what it was and saying, okay, we can fight this battle without destroying what has led to all of that evolution to where we were ready to address race in the right way, we went the totally opposite direction. We became militant, mean. You know, and I don't blame us, honestly, because we were being so oppressed by Democrats, we finally had to say enough is enough. So I want to focus on this today a little bit, put it into the context of what's happening today. But as I tell everybody, forget what the timing is. It is the metaphor of what we're discussing here. And the metaphor is racism and how leftists see racism and everything. And they want us to see America as racist. They don't want you to understand everything that's been done in this country to overcome the worst inhumanity to man. We've overcome it. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
No parent, no serious parent, no good parent would teach their child the tenets of critical race theory. Not one. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You'd be crazy to teach your child that by birthright, by the color of their skin, the tenets of critical race theory say that you can't be successful, that there's something against you. Or, by birthright and the color of your skin, you are an oppressor. Imagine a 5-year-old kid or a 6-year-old kid entering the first grade and somebody saying, you're an oppressor. You need to go to the back of the room. You need to go to the back of the line. You're not going to get certain things because your ancestors did something wrong. Let me tell you something. Don't go looking at black people's past. I already know what my dad did. I wouldn't want to have to pay for the sins of my father. Nobody should have to pay for the sins of their father. And that's what this is about. Thanks for being with us, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let me just say something. A dose of the truth is what you're going to get here. If you think I'm going to sugarcoat this subject, I'm not. The people that are teaching critical race theory are the most vile people on the planet, the biggest racists I know. And if I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to like what I have to say, but I would like to slap the crap out of their mouths with every one of them that's trying to infantilize black people into believing that in a country where a black man was president less than whatever number of years ago, and you can't achieve something in this country because there's institutional racism? What the heck? People are finally starting to lash out about this stuff. Not just black folks, white folks too. Here's what, you know what's funny about critical race theory? Is it tells you in its own words what it is. A theory. And you know what happens to some theories? They get debunked. That's what this one deserves. Now the good news is we're finally flipping it. Congratulate yourselves. I said it in the first part of the broadcast. Congratulate yourselves because you're pushing back. You're finally saying enough is enough. Here's what they say. They write of this. Critical race theory is a controversial philosophy, a progressive idea that proponents say can increase racial equity and which critics describe as Marxist, anti-American, and neo-racist. The critics are correct, so the record is stated by me. The critics are correct. You cannot increase racial equity except by being a beacon of what you should be doing. In other words, when I was growing up in the 60s, and my grandparents were raising me, and they every day my grandmother at some point would point, there would be some lesson to be learned that you better go be better. You better be a beacon, Kevin. You better be the one who sets the example so that the next generation. So I, when it came to police, I was yes sir. I mean, I was a yes sir, yes ma'am kid anyway. Yes sir, no sir. But it was ingrained in me that you will do right. You will follow the rules. And in doing so, you're still going to be better. Even if the other kids are cheating, you're going to be better. See, you can cheat your way to 100 on a test score, but you can't be better than me because I make 100. And at some point, if you're cheating, it's going to catch up with you because I know the knowledge. This is what I tell my own son. You're not going to be a historian. You're probably not going to be a mathematician. You're probably not going to be a chemist or whatever. But you better know the material that they're teaching you, and I want you to know it cold. So when you go to the next subject, you've retained it. And you can say, oh yeah, I remember that. I'm building on. And then whenever you figure out what it is what you want to do, you can drop all that other stuff. You leave that baggage behind. Leave the gear. But while you're doing it, you're going to be great at it. That's what we used to teach. We used to teach kids that no matter what obstacle is thrown in front of you, you will succeed. I can tell. Look, I'm not going to go through the litany of things that I was a UIL speller, you know, whatever. I was better than good at everything that I put my mind to. And if I decided I was going to be, win the spelling bee in America, whatever year that it was going on before all these homeschooled Indian kids came along, I would have done it. I just chose not to. So the only point I'm making about all of this is critical race theory is demoralized. It doesn't teach you to overcome. It says that, you know, racial equity. The way you're going to achieve this racial equity is by respecting yourself as a human being, not as a part of a collective. I read an article from my buddy Michael Bowen, a gifted writer and a gifted thinker, and I explain, black people are not a collective, despite what they tell you. Critical race theory, folks, is not for Latinos. It's not for Asians. It's meant specifically to demoralize black people. Goes on. It's either a way of understanding how American racism has shaped public policy or a divisive discourse that pits people of color against white people. It is the latter. That's what they wrote in Education Week, by the way. Either CRT is either considered one of the following: a way of understanding how American racism has shaped public policy, or divisive discourse that pits people of color against white people. And when they say people of color, it's mainly black folks. And then some Asians or Latinos may glom on, but this is written for black people. And what's funny, it's so demoralizing when you think about it at its core, that black people should be denouncing it. We should be rejecting it whole hand. Because it's meant to tell you that you can't be successful until this equity is changed. But here's what's crazy about it. Here's what's crazy. It can't explain how you're doing it. Oh, it accuses the people, the black people who are successful, of being sellouts, Uncle Tom, step and fetch it, silly bud, Negroes. But that's an excuse for it. See, it dies right there when you say, well, then how are all these blacks successful? If they were anecdotal, maybe you could get away with the step and fetches. They're not anecdotal. There are millions, tens of millions of successful blacks in their own right. And critical race theory falls on its head. It is, the theory dies. So what is it meant to do? It's meant to divide. It's meant to take the few blacks that are struggling and the few whites that want to be part of this woke generation and, you know, the virtue signalers, and it puts them together and says, which, by the way, is a small minority of people who believe this nonsense. Let me say it differently. Even black people and the white people who claim that they believe in critical race theory do not believe them. They do not believe the nonsense. CRT seeks to diminish the reality that we are all unique and precious in God's eyes, says Melody Clark of Heritage Action for America. Our individual destiny is up to our God-given talent, drive, and ambition, not what someone else thinks about us. See, it wants to take that God-given drive out of you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues,
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants you to help pay for the border wall. He appeared on a podcast called Ruthless and says there will be a website to solicit donations.
For everybody in the United States or in really everybody in the entire world who wants to help Texas build a border wall, there will be a place on there where they can contribute.
And he promised there would be transparency. Abbott saying the state-built border wall would give Texas a strategic advantage to fight the slow flow of illegal immigration. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling changes to voting laws in many Republican-led states a direct assault on democracy. Schumer, without proof, also accusing Republicans of crafting laws aimed at hurting minority voters. Schumer saying the Senate must approve a sweeping election reform bill that came over from the House. USA Radio News. A decrease in the level of water coming from the Colorado River is a cause for concern in the western United States and Mexico. The Bureau of Reclamation says 2 years of drought have reduced the water flowing into Lake Mead and Lake Powell. That's a problem since the river provides more than 40 million people in Colorado, Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Millions of gallons of water from the river are also promised to Mexico as part of a treaty signed in 1944. Confidence is dropping among U.S. home builders despite a red-hot real estate market. The National Association of Home Builders saying its monthly index is down 2 points to 81. The lumber shortage seems to be the cause as prices are up and it's difficult to find softwood lumber to build with. TV host, model, and wife of singer John Legend, Christy Teigen, has posted a lengthy apology on social media after a recent cyberbullying scandal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A Florida mother gave the State Board of Education a lesson in truth about critical race theory. Listen to this.
It is sad that we are even contemplating something like critical race theory, where children will be separated by their skin color and deemed permanently oppressors or oppressed in 2021. That is not teaching the truth, unless you believe that whites are better than blacks. Telling my child or any child that they are in a permanent oppressed status in America because they are black is racist.
Keisha King joins us now. Keisha, so happy to have you on the show. So I want to start directly with this because you make a point that is not highlighted often enough. People point out that critical race theory is racist for making white children believe they are oppressors. You point out from the opposite side how racist it is to teach black children that they are oppressed. Tell me more about that.
Well, the essence of critical race theory is breaking people into groups, and instead of using class, because we're Americans, they use race, and anybody that is put into an automatic and permanent state of oppressor or oppressed is an insult to everyone, and that is not something that's tenable in the United States.
Yeah, how disabling is that to teach a black child you are at birth a victim? You are at birth put behind the eight ball and incapable of achieving. That seems to me the very essence of holding a child back and assigning them some very racist assumptions.
It absolutely is. I mean, when we tell people that they can't do something,
right,
they won't even try. So if you're telling young black children that they are anybody outside of that white male oppressor class or race, that they can't do anything, we are setting our future up, and our children, who are our most precious resources, you're setting them up for failure. And what will we look back to,
right,
as a society when we see that, you know, these children have not succeeded?
You know, Keisha, the proponents of critical race theory say that the detractors, the critics of critical race theory, don't truly understand what it is and cannot define it. Do you feel you understand critical race theory and can define it?
I think I have a good understanding. I think a lot of us do, but it's true. A lot of people don't truly understand what it is because they will say, like, oh, it's just teaching racial sensitivity, or it's just teaching,
right,
slavery history or Jim Crow. That's not what it is. It is dividing people up in different by their race, and telling them what their permanent status is.
Another really good point. It's the proponents of critical race theory that don't understand it, think it's these Trojan horse words of empathy and tolerance. You understand that at its depth, it's about oppressor and oppressed. It's not even about race in the end. It's this Marxist ideology. Really quickly, last question for you, Keisha. You've gone through an interesting transformation. I was reading about your ideology change. You used to vote Democrat, now you vote Republican. What changed for you? How did you make that journey?
The most significant change that happened was I'm a person of faith, woman of faith in Christ, and God spoke to my heart, and he said, your race, your skin color has become an idol in your life. And that totally changed my life because I stopped seeing myself through my skin color, and I started seeing myself through my identity in Christ, which is who I truly am. And it helped me really see the world in a more correct way.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Keisha Keene speaking on critical race theory. She is not the only black person who does not believe in this racist, stupid doctrine, insane doctrine that never should be discussed in a country this great that has done so many wonderful things for so many people of all colors, and particularly black folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I make no excuses for it. My life is the way it is because I chose it. I promise you guys this, and I know there are people out there who know me, family, friends, acquaintances. You know this next statement is true. If I wanted to be filthy, stinking rich right now, I could easily have done it. Easily. All I had to do was sell my principles. That's it. All I had to do was go against everything I believe, and it would be there for me. That is the temptation of the devil. And let me tell you something. I am so proud to tell you that I'm broke. That's not totally true. But I'm not rich. I could be rich beyond my imagination if I had decided I could go against myself and my principles. And you know what? I didn't do it. And when I tell you, I'm not talking about dabbling in seven figures or whatever. I'm talking about be a nine-figure dude worth $100 million plus easily without even breaking a sweat. As God is my witness, I could be. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. Everything I do, everything that we do as a team, whether you're looking at our movie site, whether you're looking at the PolitiChatter.com, the FlickFest.com is the movie site. PolitiChatter, whether it's buying my book, Race Pimping, which was written as a joke and is so fitting today. It is so amazingly spot on. I don't know why we haven't sold a million copies. Probably because I haven't tried. But it's fitting. Go to racepimping.com. If you haven't gotten the book, get it. Don't talk to me about the number of mistakes. I fired the editor, but you're listening to him. But there, it is so chock full of fun facts and knowledge. It'll blow your mind, and it'll talk to you. It's speaking about critical race theory in that book without even having to say it. That's why I tell you all the time. It's metaphors. Democrats are great metaphors for life. How to live it stupidly. How to live it without any moral core, without any ethics. Look at what they're trying to put right in front of your face with critical race theory. And she went on to say, it's sad that we're even contemplating this. It's not teaching the truth unless you believe, it was a critical thing to think about, that whites are better than blacks. See, I've never thought that. There are many things about, quote, white culture, I'll call it that just for the sake of discussion, that I absolutely adore. I love golf. Oh, God. Oh, God. Please invite me to golf, okay? Invite me to golf and a barbecue after golf and watch what happens. Oh, yeah. I love the fish. Now, fishing is not considered a white sport because black folks used to fish for their dinner. But you get what I'm saying? I'm not into basketball. I'm not into football. You know, I'm into boxing and stuff like that, but I'm not into, you know, the, quote, prototypical black things, if you want to call it that. I'm not into that. I grew up in the country. I'd rather be on a horse, riding a horse, than shooting hoops. I can shoot hoops anytime. I can't ride a horse anytime. So you get what I'm saying? So the so-called white things that are out there, I thoroughly enjoy them. But once I got into them, they were no longer white in my brain. They were things that white people had been hiding from me that they can no longer hide. And, oh, by the way, hey, black people, is this thing on? You too can enjoy golf. You too can enjoy sailing. You too can enjoy these, quote, non-black things that we can do. We just don't. You get it? So I've never believed whites are better. I believe they're different in the sense of the things that they enjoy. And it made me, here it comes, intellectually curious about how they got so much enjoyment out of something that I had no frame of reference on. And then I hit the first golf ball to the side. It would have killed somebody had they been standing there. And I thought, that's pretty cool. You can swing a stick up in the air, hit it with precision onto the ground, and put it where you want. That is so cool. The engineer in me went to work and went, I want to learn how to do that. And I want to learn how to do it well. She goes on to say, it breaks people into groups. It's using race versus class. Well, here's where I differ with her. It does use race versus class, but it implies class. It implies that black people don't have class. We don't have the power. We don't have the infrastructure, the income, even the ability to get it so we can extricate ourselves from it. And that is so completely wrong, Madam C.J. Walker. Maggie Walker. I mean, there are so many black folks out there who have done it. We all need help. I don't care who helped you. But we have proven we can do it despite whatever you say. And these clowns still don't want you to believe it. How bad is that to demoralize you? Stevie Wonder, you ain't got no talent. How dare you think you have talent to do that? Tiger Woods, please. LeBron James, what? Beyonce, even the lefties, the hardcore lefties, like the Stevie Wonders, the LeBron James, the Beyoncés and Jay-Z's, etc. They denigrate themselves by saying, I don't have no stupid talent, man. The system who kept me down. Well, what are you? Are you a step and fetch it coon butt? Oops, not coon butt. Well, they call me that. Coon butt Negro. I cleaned it up. But are you those things? I don't think they think of themselves as that. But boy, they can throw it around with the conservative blacks, the people who are out there just making a living, doing well. The accountants, the lawyers, the doctors, even the people that have menial jobs, but they're taking care of their families. I'm going to do a thing on Father's Day. You're not going to want to miss. Best program ever on Father's Day. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
We've heard a lot about how the education, the equity educational policy is not equivalent to critical race theory. However, I've heard many things that are very disturbing that show it to be quite the opposite. First of all, the term equity, it sounds great, but it's exactly opposite of equal opportunity. Equity demands an equal outcome. That only happens when you gerrymander things to favor one group or another. It's not the same as equal opportunity. The second thing that concerns me is when I heard the definition of equity that has been shared here and through many communications from the district. It talks about groups of individuals.
When you talk about groups, it is collectivism. It is separating children into groups. That is exactly what it is doing. And groups based on what? What we've heard from both hiring the Gemini group, which is also another thing that concerns me, is the groups are broken down into race, gender identity, sexual preference, and oppression. When we look at the Gemini group teaching, which I took time to watch the entire thing, it is even more disturbing. And this group was hired by this board. Because in that training, it talks about oppressors and oppressed. That is damaging to every group of children. First of all, some groups of children are thought of as being shamed for who they are. The others are taught that they are victims without the ability to further themselves and to look at the others as the enemies. We all know the Dr. King quote that has been shared, color of our skin versus the content of our character. He had a dream. This is a nightmare. It is a nightmare for our children, and it needs to end now. The training also, by the way, divides basically educators and parents, because in the training, it refers to parents as dissenters. We are not dissenters. We are the parents. It goes on to say and train educators to tell dissenters that this is simply the way we are going to educate your children. They are our children. We are the ones that have the moral authority over their education. We will not be marginalized. The board's job is to represent the stakeholders. When I looked at that screen up there, the stakeholders that were consulted before this policy was implemented does not list parents. Neither does the advisory committee. We are the stakeholders, and we need to be included in this. Let me end by this. The job of the board is education. Right now, according to state proficiency tests, only 59% of Douglas County students are proficient in reading. Only 48% are proficient in math. That is the job of the school. The teaching of morality, teaching students to be kind, we can teach them to be kind. The rest of it belongs to the parents, not to social engineering in the schools. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Laura.
There is a pervasive scandemic that's happening right now in America that no vaccine will cure. It's called critical race theory. And it's disguised under the banner of wokeness, because the more you are aware of your race in America, the more woke you are. It's in school districts. It's in classrooms being taught by so-called woke teachers all over the country, infecting the minds of America's students and going outside of the education system, sadly, and infecting the minds of even CEOs of companies and entire cities and neighborhoods that want to feel like they're more woke. The more they recognize how black people are downtrodden and, you know, misrepresented and underrepresented and disenfranchised and all this other stuff. This coming off the heels of baby black Jesus being made president, and also coming to the very strong conclusion himself that maybe America's a little too woke. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, to your listening to. There's an article that says that this is a relentless illness spreading racial division, distrust, and deterministic dogma that defines all whites as programmed to be oppressors and all minorities as doomed victims of the white oppression. And this is a story of what happened when this pandemic suddenly struck the Douglas County, Colorado school district, which serves about 63,000 students, 1% of whom are black. Black residents make up 1.1% of the county population. Hispanics, about 7%. This is according to the 2010 census, which, of course, was the most recent available. Douglas County is simply not as diverse and inclusive as many woke left-leaners would like it to be, the writer writes. Still, somehow the county always rates at the top of those nationwide great places to live surveys. It's full of leafy, affluent neighborhoods with friendly people and lots of dogs. The dogs and their owners' ride of choice is a Ford F-150 pickup or a domestic SUV. The predominantly white Republican electorate is one of the most well-educated populations in the nation. The county has been untroubled by Antifa and BLM burnings and lootings afflicting the radical left hotbeds of the nation. Though a few anemic BLM marches were organized, mostly by whites from other counties, they were undone in enthusiasm and frequency by the hundreds of Trump supporters who all last summer and fall flocked several times a week to sidewalk honk and wave events at Trumpster car parades. No violence or racial incidents occurred, and the fall elections produced decisive victories for all the local, state, Republican candidates as usual. It should be noted that for the last 2 years, the district superintendent, chief academic officer, and chief technology officer have all been blacks. Yet the three departed their jobs at the end of 2020. The superintendent was placed on administrative leave following a formal workplace complaint of gender discrimination. He was ultimately cleared. Nevertheless, he resigned, having previously told the board he had another job offer. Although the chief academic officer said she experienced microaggressions and passive-aggressive racism almost daily, none of the three district officials had any specific complaints. Still, in obeisance to the left's woke critical race pandemic sweeping the nation, in March, the Douglas County School Board, the BOE, proposed an equity policy that essentially mandates revamping all school board-approved curriculum to include all races, colors, ancestries, creeds, sexes, genders, sexual orientation, gender expressions, gender identities. Roughly two-thirds of the public comments submitted to the district website expressed fierce opposition to the policy. People said they were all for equal treatment and non-discrimination, but they wanted to know why the district would focus on equity rather than equality, and why the policy would call meritocracy a myth. Parents said it would lead to political indoctrination via damaging critical race theory, which violates MLK's principle, of course, being people being judged by the content of their skin, by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Some worried that the equity policy's five references to sex and gender signaled that the new curricula would allow biologically equipped boys who think they are girls to enter the girls' restrooms and locker rooms and to compete in female sports. The same gender fluidity and transgender dogma that parents have been protesting all over the nation. Many contended that parents, not the schools, are the rightful, moral, and ethical guides of their own children. What an antiquated concept. The BOE ignored and never addressed any of these concerns, which were voiced at some of their online meetings. They did drop the anti-meritocracy part. The opposition was so epic. I want you to understand, meritocracy, getting ahead based on what you're willing to do. It doesn't even mean that you're smartest, doesn't mean that you're the best or whatever. It means that you're willing to put in the work, merit, to earn it. And they were, that's racist. That's a myth. It doesn't exist. He goes on, board members indulge in the usual butterflies and unicorn speeches hailing the marvelous new equity as a harbinger of a new student utopia, awash in harmony and tender feelings. And the seven-member BOE unanimously passed the equity policy, some of them with unabashed tears of joy at assaulting the stronghold of white privilege and the revealed truth of racial justice. There seemed to be a universal amnesia that discrimination has been forbidden for nearly 60 years since the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Then something happened, he says. Awareness began to seep into the larger public. Concern letters to the editor appeared, and in a video leaked of a Zoom equity keynote training by something called the Gemini Group, an alarming video that had been shown to 900 district employees on April 14th as part of a package of training sessions and instructions. Now, I'm going to stop here. That's what the lady, by the way, that's a friend of mine who was on that clip. That's what they're out. That's when it finally leaked out. And this is why I keep telling you guys, when you think that it's not that it's just they're winning all the time, the left is making their way and they voted it in. What they do is they raise it to a level of consciousness where people finally say, enough is enough.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.